This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm really excited to have him back on the show. He's really turned around the company. I'm talking about Steve Marshall, CEO of Cuba Ventures Corp. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol CUV. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MPSFF. They did a record-breaking revenues in the third quarter of 1.6 million Canadian, a profit of 26%. And that's one of the reasons why we have him on the show today to talk about the whole company and where we go from here. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett.
You know, we've got a lot of new listeners since the last time you came on the show. So if you wouldn't mind, maybe just give us a little bit of who you guys are and what you do.
Right. Well, Cuba Ventures is an amalgamation of numerous private companies and things that I had been doing in Cuba for the last two decades. The company acquired my private company, Travolution, last year in March. And basically, the company owns 432 websites specifically focused upon Cuba. These websites are in up to five languages, and they generate up to 35 million visitors a year. So with the recent news from the U.S. and the openings that took place under President Obama, we saw visits from IP addresses in the U.S. increase from 6% to 38.6% over the last year. And likewise, we've seen all sorts of other advances, numerous companies from the U.S. contacting us, but we can get into that in a moment.
You know, I like I said, I saw your last report quarter. Revenues were up 1.6 million. From which markets did we see the most gain from the travel division?
Yeah, I mean, undoubtedly, it was from the U.S. That we saw most of these gains. In respect to that, I mean, as I just mentioned, this was pretty obvious to us as we started entering 2016. We saw massive increases of website visitors from the United States to many of our city, town, and province websites. Because, as I've said before, Everett, we have 432 websites, but in fact, each individual website is a city, town, and province. And these are linked to our proprietary online e-commerce websites that sell travel services to Cuba. So, we saw this increase, 36.8% now from the U.S., which is just over 10 million visitors from the U.S. And as soon as we saw these increases, we knew that the knock-on effect from that would be an increase in revenue, and that's what we saw in that last published quarter.
What were our finished revenues in 2016? What was the final number?
The final number over the 2016 was just under 4 million.
Canadian, correct?
Yes, exactly.
And so 2017, I expect you have a bigger projection if we continue on the road status that we're headed?
Yes, of course. I mean, we're seeing continued increase in revenue throughout the first months of this year. And also we're seeing traits such as a bigger increase in European sales too. I think that the focus that's been placed on Cuba with the openings with the U.S. has now sort of made it a lot more fashionable around the world. And that is the reason why not only are we seeing increases from the U.S., but we're also seeing them from other countries around the world, especially Europe.
You know, the reason why I was asking you about the numbers and everything, I'm looking at your numbers. Your market cap's only around 2.9 million. Your stock price
exactly.
is at 4 cents. Gosh, you guys sound very, very, very undervalued. I know to my listeners, I've said it before about other companies, but boy, I mean, give me something here. I mean, 4 cents, 2.9
yeah, well,
market cap,
you know what,
4 million in...
bear in mind that, exactly. I mean, I think the situation with us is that we are one of only two companies on the stock exchange dealing exclusively with Cuba, whereas our focus is specifically focused upon on the travel and the revenue from travel. The other company is focused more on mining and other assets on the island. So, you know, there's also the other benefit that we have, and that is that we don't have any physical assets in Cuba. You know, all of our websites are .com.net, and we're generating revenue through travel sales, which are obviously permitted in the United States now and across the world. And so, you know, that there is a great difference between between one and the other in terms of investing in these companies. You know, if the company has no assets in Cuba, obviously, on a legal standpoint, this is much more favorable for an investor in North America.
Absolutely. I noticed your consulting division seems to be working very hard. I know they're doing a couple interesting deals. One is Sports TU. The other one is Triville. Those are just two. So what is your focus here in the Future Alliance?
Yes, Everett. I mean, you know, with Sport 2, for example, we're co-hosting Cuban Sport feeds to American Mobiles, which is and obviously one of the largest mobile suppliers in North America. They currently have 260 million mobile subscribers in 18 countries. And we are co-hosting with them the Cuban feeds, the sports feeds. And obviously the revenue from that will be generated from advertising. And also we expect a lot of cross traffic, which is obviously people who are looking at these feeds and then coming across to our e-commerce websites or wanting to learn more about the different cities and towns in Cuba. So, you know, 260 million subscribers is a lot of people, and we expect to see an increase in our standard website visitors through this too.
Let me ask you this. You know, I know that most of your revenues come from the bookings and people going to the Cuba places, cities, and stuff like that. Is any of those revenues coming for advertising? Are you guys monetizing your websites for advertising?
Yes, of course. I mean, you know, we have advertising across the websites. Lots of the advertising that we currently do in terms of placement is proprietary. So we're sending traffic to ourselves, to revenue centers that we've created. But we also have other advertisers that can be seen on our websites. And we use DoubleClick and other companies to be able to do that.
Steve Marshall is my guest today. He is the CEO of Cuba Ventures Corp. Well, they trade on two exchanges, one of the Canadian exchange, the TSX, under the ticker symbol CUV. They also trade on the OTC markets in America under the ticker symbol MPSFF. I wanted to talk about a little bit about the trade show. How did that go?
The trade show went extremely well. This was Hostel Cuba, which is basically for the hospitality industry to be able to show their wares to the Cuban hotel chains and Cuban hotel suppliers. We took Tival there, and obviously they have a lot of different offers, including an exclusivity with LG. You know, obviously these hotel rooms need electronics too. So, you know, we get this exclusivity through our alliance with Tival, and we had a kiosk and we presented and in fact we have some we have one of our directors going to Cuba later this month, along with a high level official from LG from Korea. You know, to make a more formal proposal to the companies that we met.
That's outstanding. Also, you guys have been busy. I think you added a new person to your board, Alfredo Manriza.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Alfredo is historically known for having opened the Sabadell Cam Bank in Havana, Cuba. He was the general director and founder of that office. And one of a handful of foreign nationals that were licensed, provided with banking licenses to operate in Cuba. So, you know, he's highly qualified, and we're happy to have him on the board.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of impact does he make for your company?
Alfredo?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would say 8, because of the fact that we are now focusing heavily on the consulting side, and we've tied up a couple of deals that will bring in serious revenue to the company, and we're working on at least 4 other major deals. These deals are more focused on our key interest, which is, you know, we want to be the full circle. You know, we want to send our clients to hotels that we have an involvement in.
Absolutely.
So we're looking at a series of deals where we were incorporated within the management of hotels, and that these hotels be fed with our clients. And obviously that will increase our margins even further, but also secure accommodation for us going forward.
You know, the summer travel is coming up. What kind of updates entail that you guys are going to be able to keep in front of the investors? What can they expect in terms of impact when you release this?
Yeah, Everett, one of the big upsides for us right now is that we've been working intensively over the last 8 months to update our e-commerce websites. These are 68 different e-commerce websites focused on different markets around the world, such as HavanaTour.com, CubaTravel.us, and many others. And you know, these websites have thousands of services which are available for immediate purchase. But the new updated version comes out will have over 150% more services available for immediate purchase. You know, you can imagine, I mean, you've seen the revenues that we had for the last quarter. Now imagine that with 150% more services available for immediate purchase. And that's why we're pushing heavily to get these new e-commerce websites out. We're also in tandem with this, updating 94 of our city, town, and province websites to the very latest technology, mobile compatible, and the latest Google requirements for search trends. And, you know, we expect to, even though we have 35 million visitors, we really expect these updates to bring in many, many more visitors. And then when these visitors click across to our e-commerce websites, they're just going to see a myriad of services that were not available before. And again, for immediate purchase. There are plenty of people out there who promote Cuba Travel, and they post on their websites, give us a call and we will organize your vacation, okay? Whereas we are more like the Expedia or Priceline. I mean, you can go on our websites and book autonomously. You do not need to talk to an agent at all, which is very, very rare. In fact, that you could count on one hand the amount of companies that are able to do that.
That's amazing. My guest today is Steve Marshall, CEO. He has given us the latest update on his company, Cuba Ventures Corp. They trade on the TSX up there in Canada under the ticker symbol CUV. Also down here on the States on the OTC markets, ticker symbol MPSFF. In closing, Steve, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Yeah. Yes. Again, the whole consulting angle of the business is picking up speed right now. We have numerous companies from the U.S. who are dealing with us to take advantage of these openings that are currently available from the U.S. for U.S. companies to be able to operate in Cuba. You've seen, you know, just last week, Google opened their data center in Cuba. We have Starwood Hotels who have been down there now for over a year. And, you know, we're dealing with companies in anything from the oil and gas business to hotel chains that are looking to both refurbish and build new hotels in Cuba. And, you know, with 35 million visitors to our website, we can not only promote these actively worldwide, but we can also be partners in these deals and take equity positions in them because of our prowess in terms of getting deals approved in Cuba. So that's something that investors need to keep their eye on going forward.
You know, the company that we're highlighting today is Cuba Ventures Corp. We've been talking to Steve Marshall. He's the CEO. And Steve, I think you said it all today. And here's what we learned, if we can refresh a little bit. Outstanding third quarter, 1.6 million Canadian money, profit of 26%. 2016, we did around 4 million in Canadian. We're going to blow that away in 2017. We established that the company is very undervalued at 4 cents and a market cap of 2.9. I think this is, very undervalued. So I would definitely tell my listeners to take a look and do your own due diligence on this company. Steve, I want to thank you for stopping by. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you, Everett, and thanks for having me on again.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.